Welcome to Creating Abundance with Alana Cahoon, sharing inspirational stories from experts around the world. Tap into your inner wisdom at alanacahoon.com. Lorna Sherland is an influential leader as a speaker, business strategist, real estate broker, and coach. She serves female entrepreneurs with a heart that beats for them. She has a degree in business administration from Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York. And for over 22 years, Lorna has been connecting buyers with sellers in the real estate space. She still does this today. Lorna stands for transformation as a business strategist, a super connector, and a vision and leadership coach. With over 6 years in this space, dedicated to mentoring and coaching ambitious, driven female entrepreneurs to lead from authenticity, to create more time and money. Did you hear that, everyone? To create more time and money. She's become a maestro in sparking massive shifts in those who are hungry for a deeper purpose and creating more strategic alliances to foster growth and expansion in their businesses. She's known as the connection queen and the disruptor because she always knows a guy and has a unique gift to making the right connections to get results, and couple that with getting you out of your way to stay in the game. It's a game changer. So welcome, Lorna Sherland. Hi.
Thank you, Alana. Thank you for having me here. To speak with your audience and to have this conversation. I love the fact that you're doing the Abundance Summit because abundance is everywhere. You know, every morning I wake up, I look outside, I see the trees, and that God reminds me with trees about abundance, right? Because every tree, you can't even count the leaves on a tree, right? On most trees, you can't count the leaves. So when you look at a tree, you're like, wow, there's so many leaves on that tree. Imagine.
Yes.
Imagine.
You are talking my language. I live in a park, so I have so many trees. And I'm like, oh, how's that tree doing today? Oh, I need to water that tree. And just talking about this, I remember, you know, trees are so symbolic for abundance. There's the tree of life. And then there's the money tree. Have you ever played with the money tree?
So
you have the tree, and then you can like put your hang the your intentions on it and the dollar amounts on it and make that. Oh my gosh, I'm going to do that. All right, so everyone who's listening and viewing this session, money tree of life, right? So you need that nourishment from the earth and the abundance growing into the sun. And then you can make your own version of a money tree. You can draw it, you can create it, you can buy a tree and just start hanging your intentions on it. This is so much fun. Yay. What else have you got for us, Lorna?
Well, you asked me the questions. I'll tell you, you know, I'll give you my thoughts. I'll give you my ideas. I love helping female entrepreneurs, driven female entrepreneurs. I'm saying driven because I'm not for everybody. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the driven ones, I love to support them because, you know, there's a time in my life when I did not know where I was going. I was so exhausted, so burnt out. I almost crashed my car one day when I was working in New York, in the Hudson Valleys where I sell real estate. And I remember that day vividly, right? I was driving like 15 hours that day. And I was just about to finish and I almost fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
And I pulled the car off the road and I sat there and I was like, wow, what's happening? I didn't come to this country to kill myself, work so hard to kill myself. And it was in that moment that I realized that I had lost sight of why I was doing what I was doing. I was just doing. I wasn't doing with intention. I wasn't doing with vision. And I got myself together and I went back home, and that day changed my life.
Good.
Because from that day, I realized I had to be intentional really intentional, or else I was going to kill myself, right? Because anything could have happened. It was by God's grace that I was able to pull the car off the road, right? I'm talking about it now, and I'm playing it in my mind because it's so like it was so surreal, right? And it was from there that I started my transformation journey. I started doing work with T. Harv Eker, with Landmark, with Hardcore Leadership, and I never stopped. So and now I'm doing Dr. Rewire's work. It just doesn't end because once you've been programmed a certain way, it's kind of hard to change it if you're not aware. So one of the things I talk about a lot is awareness, acknowledgement, responsibility, integrity, and acceptance. That's the pathway on the journey in transformation. And that's what I teach in my program because, if you're not aware, and if you don't know what you don't know, you'll never change, right? And the burnout, you can do tactics, you can do all the things, it's still there underneath unless you bring it to the surface and shift it. And that you must do with by starting with vision. Absolutely starting with vision. So that's what I love to talk about, and it's what I teach. And that's what I'm teaching you from experience. I'm not teaching you something that's esoteric or anything like that. This is all my lived experience, and this has been my journey, I spoke to a friend of mine this morning. He's like, "Well, Lorna, you think everybody knows?" I'm like, "Yeah, they do." He's like, "No, they don't." So my mission is to support 10,000 female entrepreneurs in the next 5 years to have this shift so that they can step into the abundance that they were put on this planet to experience.
Okay, fantastic. I love everything you just said. And thank your lucky stars that, as you said, by the grace of God, by the grace of Goddess, you woke up enough to pull off the side of
Off
the
the road.
road and catch yourself and say, oh my goodness, I just worked nonstop 15 hours. So you're a go-getter, you're a high achiever, and I'm guilty.
Guilty as charged.
Opportunities come. I'm like, yes, which is wonderful. But there's only one of you. And so, right. So we need, and everyone listening, you need to slow down and take care. You have to fill your own cup.
Yes, yes,
Yes,
yes,
yes.
yes.
And sometimes that means postponing a meeting, shifting your calendar, delegating it to someone else, hiring an assistant, so many things. So you had that wake-up call. There you are, hustling, you're making deals, and you're making a great living. And look at, you're just beautiful and beaming. What did that say to you? And what tools did you implement to shift your life that you're now able to share with other high-achieving women?
Yeah, Alana, thank you for that question. Before we started this conversation, you were talking about emotional intelligence, right? Looking back on all the things that happened, right? Again, I had to come into an awareness of why the things happened, right? And part of that is the emotional intelligence behind it, right? So like if you're in a situation where you are only working hard because you think, oh, I gotta support my family is important to me, all the things, right? Take the case that that may not be so true, that you have been, I'm gonna use the word programmed a lot in this conversation because it is what it is, right? And my mission is to bring people into awareness. So when you become aware that you've been programmed and that you have been following rules that are not your own, that's a game changer, right? Because now you get to create your own rules. Create your own rules that support your emotional well-being, right? So one of the tools that I and transformation was the tool for me at the time, and I still use it, right? And I've accumulated other tools, including the Dr. Rewire program, to change how I respond to different things whether it's an opportunity like you suggested, or you know, something that's happened in my business, whether it's a conversation with a family member, or anything like that, well, I get to step back and listen to myself, step away from the conversation, and the word analyze is coming. Analyze the situation right in the moment, by the way. But this is the training, right? Because you gotta learn how to respond in a way that moves the conversation forward without making the other person feel wronged, right? It's learned behavior because we have not been taught that as we were growing up. So, as I said there, I just gave you a couple of tools. The transformation work that I've done, that's been a tool. Emotional intelligence, knowing and tracking my feelings about what's happening, that's a tool. Because, again, it's learned behavior because we're so used to responding like this instead of stick. That's like, I don't want to use the word control, but I'm going to use the word control. It's controlling your mind in the moment to respond in a way that again supports your well-being and your emotional intelligence. Here's the thing. One of the things that I've learned from my mentor, Alok Trivedi, is that when we are in an emotional state, our brain does not process logically. Right? So that's why, you know, you get angry, you fly off the handle, and then you feel sorry about what you said afterwards. Right? Have anyone had that experience? You something happened, you're like, you cuss out the person, and then you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, right? Because then you calm down your nervous system, and then you're able to see that, oh, I shouldn't have said that, oh, I shouldn't have done that, and then you see the consequences. So the trick, and it's a training, it's a learning, and it's a daily practice, is to really step out of the space of what's happening, become like an observer. And it's so super fun too, right? For me, it's fun to watch myself step out of what's happening and just look at it and be like, oh, and then respond in a way that supports myself and the person that it's happening with. But it's learned
Beautiful.
behavior. It's
Yeah,
learned
that's
behavior.
beautifully said. So, emotional intelligence is synonymous with mindfulness. It's about
Yes.
being in the present moment. And I love that
Yes.
you added this aspect to it is just I say stepping out of the story, and you're saying in a live situation where there's maybe confrontation, before you react, you separate yourself. A term I like to use is detachment, like a safe level of detachment. And then look at it as an observer. What's really going on? Removing the emotional, whatever buttons are being
Triggers.
pushed, right? Triggers from your past, which may or may not be serving you. And then coming back in a more calm, balanced, space of harmony to respond, more emotionally intelligent. So that's beautiful. And also, like you said, it's a practice. So we can tell you, everyone who's listening and watching, but this is something you develop, and it's fun. Make it fun, right? We have been programmed, and that's not a bad thing. We learn through our experience, we learn through our culture, we learn through our family and our environment, but some of those learnings don't serve us anymore. And it's being mature and wise enough to know when it's time to shift outdated beliefs by being in the present moment. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, Alana, think about it though. Think about what you just said, right? And how it can affect the business. Imagine, and I mean, it happens to me on a daily basis with clients in real estate, right? It happens to me on a daily basis with clients in coaching. You know, something may be happening, they're responding, and you know, you got to step back and you got to think about it. Well, what's happening? Why is it happening? Why listen to the language people are using, right? You're processing all of that at the same time, right? That's being in the present moment. Imagine if you could respond differently. How that could shift your money.
All
Because
right, come on. Give us some examples. We all want to
girl,
increase
I'm
our
going there. I'm going there.
You're on your way. Okay, let's hear
I
it.
remember, and this is before I had my transformation experience, before I started my journey. I remember a deal in real estate. And great client. We did the deal, and something happened, and he got upset. And I made the mistake because I was emotional. I asked the advice of somebody else who wasn't even in real estate. And then I took that person's advice and responded to my client in a way that didn't support the conversation. All of it was in the emotion of the client. I took on the emotion of the client because he was upset. I got upset. I asked somebody, they were upset. Everybody was upset. And I responded from that place, as opposed to stepping back and saying, why did he think that? Why did he even respond like that? Like, is there something else happening in his world that could have caused his response? That just dominoed all the way through and lost the relationship. You get what I'm saying? So when I say, like, be in the moment to look at what's happening and kind of like go under what's happening and not just look at it from a surface level. Typically, when somebody's responding in anger, again, it's a trigger. Well, now you got to say, well, you got to like give yourself scenarios. Why would he do that? Why would he say that? Just ask the question alone is going to open up so many things, right? I always say the answer is in the question.
Oh, that's
The answer is in
interesting.
the answer is in the question. And so that experience, I'll never forget it because it taught me such a big lesson, right? In emotional intelligence. If I didn't attach myself, remember you used the word detach, I'm going to use the word attach. If I didn't attach myself to how my client was responding, right? That would have been a whole different outcome. I may still have that relationship because he was a connector. Right. So imagine how many other relationships I negated to, bring into my space because of how I responded. This is what, by the way, this is responsibility. Responsibility is not a duty. Responsibility is how you respond in a situation. That's being responsible.
I like that. I like that a lot. That's a good one. So what I also heard, thank you for sharing that story, is that you sought advice from someone else and took it completely. And while I think it's very important when you're not sure to seek advice and counsel, but always go back within your own body. I feel like our bodies tell us exactly what the answers are. And if that feels really uncomfortable, then it's probably not the right
Not
choice.
good.
So always take other people's advice and then just see how it fits in and how it serves your current situation, but always trust your own knowledge, experience, wisdom, and intuition. And I do just want to say one other thing. I've worked with a number of real estate agents, and buying a home or a building for your business, whatever that is, it's a huge investment, not just financially, but it's a huge investment of a dream, right? You're buying a dream. It's another step. So that can rattle someone, any kind of big transition like that, whether it's in real estate or any kind of big transformation. So to be aware and using the emotional intelligence, using a safe level of detachment. I love that observing concept. Well, what's really going on here? Not coming from an emotional space, but a supportive space. I don't want to lose sight of this. You said that you moved into this country Tell us that journey. Where did you come from, Lorna? What brought you here to the
Oh my
United States?
gosh. Gosh. You know, the proverbial American dream. You know, I grew up in Jamaica, the land of the free, because we're free. I say land of the free because I feel like, you know, when I was growing up, I really enjoyed freedom. I grew up on this island that, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean was filmed on Port Royal. I lived part of my life on Port Royal. I talk about that a lot because, you know, I use it as an example when I talk about vision, because it's an island. Back then, there was only like this little road from the main Kingston. There was just this little road to take you to Port Royal, right? And a lot of times we were on the boat to go to school. I took a boat, the ferry, and at night when you did something on the island, and coming back home, we're on the dark sea, and we use the lighthouse. And I use that example when I talk about vision. But it was super fun, and that felt free to me. That's why I love the water. Can't swim. Well, I can swim a little bit, but I love the water because I grew up on an island that I had the opportunity to be near the water all the time, right? I moved inland, and then we moved back to Hellshire, Portmore, on the water again. So loving the water. And then you know, I heard of my mom used to come to America almost every summer to work. And it was always this thing back home where Jamaicans would come to America for a better life. And so when I finished high school, I worked in the government printing office for a little while, and then made the decision to come here. Came here with $50 because that's the only amount of money that the country would allow. I'm using words specifically, allow anyone to leave with. That doesn't mean that's what everybody left with, but I followed the rules and I only came here with $50. And so think about coming here with $50. Well, what are you going to do, right? And how are you going to, you know,
You're
experience
going
the
to get a
American dream
job
with
really fast. That's what
$50?
you're going to do.
So I did that. I took care of an older lady over on Coney Island, I remember.
Oh, fun.
And she had dementia, and they needed somebody just to stay with her during the day.
Sure.
And did that for a little bit before I got into advertising, a low level, low entry biller in an advertising agency. And I stayed in advertising for probably, I think it was about 13 years in advertising. And I ended up leaving advertising to get into real estate. I was a controller for the last company that I worked for. So I worked my way up in that field. And I left, got into real estate, just dived in and never left. So
Yeah, and that's
still
been it.
selling real estate.
Yeah,
And you know, I believe that real estate is God's idea, because he said to have dominion. And for me, I've gone through a lot of different personal changes in the last couple of years. So now I'm building back up my real estate for myself, you know.
sure.
So I think it's a great idea to have it, right? Because
Yeah. It's a sense
it's
of security. It's
yes.
yeah, absolutely. It is security. So in our last few minutes here, I would like you to share with the audience how you can be reached and any, you know, how can you be reached and what kinds of coaching do you offer? Yeah.
Absolutely. So anyone can reach me on Instagram at Coach Lorna Sherland. That's at Coach Lorna Sherland. That's on Instagram. On Facebook, it's Lorna Sherland Official. Lorna Sherland Official. On LinkedIn, I have no idea. Just look me up on LinkedIn. On LinkedIn. And the kind of coaching I offer is just that, right? I offer connection coaching, but everything start and business strategy. If you're stuck in your business, you get to have a conversation with me.
Excellent.
Because first of all, I'm going to unlock you.
Okay.
Because typically when you're stuck in your business, there's something there that you, again, are unaware of. And it's not a tactic, right? Mm-hmm. Typically, especially if you are a high achiever, you've gotten to the pinnacle of where you wanted to get to from back then.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So now you've plateaued because you're still holding on to the old vision. And now it's not inspiring you anymore because you've achieved it. Well, now we got to think of something else, right?
Yeah, okay.
So I coach, that's my sweet spot for coaching female entrepreneurs and the men. I do coach men as well. Don't get me wrong, but my focus is on female entrepreneurs because you're me, my girl, you're me. So,
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So we can find you on social media platforms such as Instagram, Facebook, and all this information will be in our show notes. So you can find her. Mm-hmm. And you have a free gift for the
Absolutely.
Viewers and listeners?
Yes, 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 yes. So you're going to, when you download it, put your name and phone number and email address in the link, you're going to get the top 5 strategies to get yourself, shift yourself out of plateau, so that you can skyrocket your income. Because I'm telling you, it could be just one little thing that's happening in your mind that gets to be shifted, and it will take you off. It will just move you in ways that you've never even thought of, right? You know, and I'll leave you with this. You don't know what you don't know. I've been holding myself this whole time as everybody knows, like I said before. But you don't know what you don't know about yourself. And it takes somebody else to unlock it for you. Because up until now, you have not seen it. So
beautiful. Yes. And this is what coaches, this is what we do. And all the coaches out there, I know this is resonating with you. Thank you so much, Lorna Sherland. It's been a joy to hear your story, and your power and energy is just magnetic. It's shining.
You.
Lovely to have you. Thank you for inspiring everyone.
I appreciate you having me here. Thank you. Yes.
And our audience, thank you for tuning in, Creating Abundance. It's wonderful to inspire you to continue to follow your dream, to spread your wings and fly. Here's to your abundance, to fill your cup before you fill others.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Creating Abundance. Be sure to like and subscribe. Stay tuned for the next podcast and get your free ebook at alanacahoon.com/ebook.